Mervyn Eades first saw the inside of a juvenile prison when he was 13 years old. He spent the next 18 years of his life cycling in and out of jail. Indigenous Australians are more likely to go to prison than the rest of the population, and the numbers are highest in Western Australia, where Mervyn is from. He says systemic racism is largely to blame, and many people either re-offend or commit suicide after they've released due to lack of support. This is why Mervyn set up Nala Maya, a program which helps former Indigenous inmates find employment through mentoring and training opportunities. Founder Mervyn Eades says the program is saving lives. He spoke to Wire reporter Melissa Lahoud.
We engage with the youth men and women whilst they're in prison prior to release. The prisons tell us when the offenders are going to be released. So we engage whilst they're in prison and let them know of our services, and whilst they are training we approach industry to make it realistic and get them into the workforce.
And when it comes to people reoffending, research shows that the first year out of prison is the most dangerous time for former inmates. What kind of risks are there that lead to people reoffending?
Accommodation is one of the biggest risk factors. With the youth, a lot of their families are homeless, and so they're coming out of the prison without any roof over their head or any form of stability or anything. And that goes for the youth and the adults. They all come out. So many of them, a high rate of them, are homeless. So they're more or less just set to fail. And when we talk about the risk factors, in the first 12 months, they're also very high risk of suicide. This is all systemic, where if they've got no homes and their families are going from house to house and no real place for their kids to go to school, and they are set to fail, and yes, we've got to start addressing the underlying issues.
And in what ways does providing employment and training opportunities to people when they come out of jail, or, you know, meeting with them while they're still in jail, in what ways does that help to lower the risk of suicide and reoffending?
Most of our First Nations people go to prisons because I call it crimes of need, not that of want. You know, where they need to support one's family, or a lot of them do stealing crimes to gain money. If they get out of prison and engage in training where they could get some qualifications behind them and into the workforce, that barrier is fulfilled, where they could, you know, go get a job and have their own money and that. And that gap can only be filled alongside of many other gaps. Need to start working together in accommodation, you know, training and employment. Fills a great gap as far as money, but it's pretty hard for someone to do training and that when they're not stable as well. So we've got to really look at the accommodation side of it. But we're doing quite fine and we're getting some good statistics out of it. Lots of our boys and girls, youth, men and women are getting full-time employment. We at Nala Maya are unfunded, been running for 2 years and have statistics just as good or if not better than those that give millions per year.
You mentioned the statistics. Can you give me an idea of what your success rate is with helping people when they get out of prison?
We've got something like 32 youth with full-time employment, ranging from the age of 16 to 18. Then we've got 50, nearly 60 adults full-time employed, and that's in 2 years unfunded.
So you don't get any funding from the government?
None at all.
Where does the funding come from?
People within the community here in Noongar country all help us, and we also get quite a bit of help from the Perth Airport and Lottery West over in Western Australia. They're the only ones who've been supporting us, and we've got a few sponsors as well.
And have you ever tried to get funding from the state government or the federal government?
We're in the process of it now and looking quite well. By the end of the year, we should be fully funded.
That's good. So that would be the Western Australian government that would be responsible for that funding, not the federal?
We've just applied federally for the Indigenous Advancement Strategy. We've just gone for funding through the federal way, but we're also going to be tapping into the state funding as well. We're about to do that, but we've already sent the federal funding application away.
I understand that Western Australia has some of the highest incarceration rates for Indigenous people, but, you know, this is also an issue in other states and territories. In the future, if you do get more funding or government funding at all, are there any plans to extend this to other states and territories?
The big picture would be to roll our model out throughout Australia, and that would be to help all our First Nations people, no matter in what state, because we've all got the same problems. And a model like this here has never ever been done anywhere else. We're in control of our own destiny and we have our own self-determination.
And do you think that now with the Northern Territory Royal Commission into Youth Detention, which showed, you know, the overwhelming abuse that's happening, how confident are you that in light of all this, governments will now fund more programs like Nala Mea?
This has ignited the fire with the Northern Territory incident, but when we speak of the Northern Territory incident, this is not new to my people, and it's not new to me. I've been in and out of prison since I was 13 years old. I've seen this sort of stuff throughout my life in the prisons, and it happens every state. This is not just a one-off occasion in Northern Territory. This has happened for years throughout Australia.
And so you mentioned that you've spent time in prison between the ages of 13 and 31.
Yep.
Do you think that this personal experience has shaped the Nala Mea program?
Oh, 110%. I'm not very educated. The education in this area that I have, it cannot be taught in universities. It's lived experience and been throughout the prisons myself and experiences of what's not out in the community to develop and make our people's lives stronger and better and our families stronger and better. That's lived experience coming from me, and it has developed what I've set up here in a unique way, very unique, because I'm an ex-offender myself.
I imagine that at times this must get pretty overwhelming doing this job. What keeps you going?
There is no better people than ourselves, our own people, to have that burning desire from within to make lives better than what we had, you know what I mean? To see the younger ones in our community have stuff offered to them that we'd never had offered to us.
That was Mervyn Eads, the founder of Nala Mea, speaking to Melissa LaHood. That's it for The Wire today. I'm Emma Lancaster. Thanks for your company.